You're listening to Reflections West with David Moore and Lisa Simon.
Featuring stories and ideas of a diverse American West. This week we're reading a reflection by Tamara Lindsay, a Wyoming writer raised in Montana. In 2014, Lindsay published a story collection based on the hardscrabble life of ranching, titled How to Be a Man. The tension of being a girl in a masculine environment is the topic of her reflection. She writes,
I grew up on a ranch in southern Montana, and I joke that I was raised in the 1880s. No electricity on summer pasture, and we strained to lug buckets of cold spring water back to the cabin. The women I knew there were strong and self-reliant, but internally, they struggled to find self-respect. They began as smart little girls who idolized the hardworking men and the devil-may-care cowboys around them. They believed the only way to gain respect was to be a man, and I don't mean that metaphorically. They wore men's clothes and drank beer and drove trucks and watched football and hunted. They forced their hesitant but gravelly voices far below their natural registers. They had no women friends and were quick to tell dumb blonde jokes, which, we all know, are just thinly veiled dumb women jokes. They thought of themselves as profoundly set apart, a sort of third gender. Not quite a man, but definitely not a woman. I know this because I was one of these women, and it took years of writing and university classes to recognize this as a particularly virulent form of self-hatred. A good girl, I tried to uphold the idea that women's work isn't as important as men's, and that men inherently have more value. Denying what you are is profoundly destructive, pathological even. Now, when I meet a ranch woman, I see her for what she is, strong, self-reliant, and as necessary as any set of hands willing to work.
Lindsay pairs her thoughts with those of another ranching woman turned writer, Judy Blunt, from her volume of poetry, Not Quite Stone.
In this excerpt, an oncoming lightning storm mirrors the tension of a young girl's thoughts. As she waits for her father's signal, she sorts through the confusing and unwritten codes of gender by focusing on the one fixed truth of ranch life. The work of ranching never ends.
Lessons in Physics. She packs her father's lunch on her belt. A mile from home, she tops a rise and stops to study a new line stamped across the sky, mirrored below in pale shadows where stubble borders grain. And when a breeze scurs dust around her feet, she looks back the way she came. Then again to the cloud bank, trailing dirty gray sheets through the sagebrush one farm west, and she wonders which rule applies, the one called common sense that changes every time it's used, or the one that says any work half done is work undone. She waits in the hush of the uncut wheat for the race to draw near. Her father on the starting lap of the last field, the storm raking up chaff behind him. The silver gleaner shimmers down a far ridge and slides from sight, and still she waits, less sure of what's important now, but ready to measure up, stand straight where he can see her, swallow fear for the sake of a job well done.
An excerpt from a poem by Judy Blunt.
Reflections West is produced by Lisa Simon and co-hosted by David Moore.
Beth Ann Osteen, audio producer. Financial support from Humanities Montana and the Western Heritage Center, a place to reimagine the cultures of the American West.
All of our episodes are available at reflectionswest.org.